Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Cardin, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. It's about love and relationships and Tinder and trying to figure out how I'm still single, even though I'll eat your butt. My guest today is such a fun person. I love her so much. She wrote on Workaholics. She's currently writing on LA to Vegas. And she's on my show called Loosely Exactly Nicole. What a dream, Jen D'Angelo!
Woohoo! I never know how to jump in.
Well, I truly loved it because it was so different than what I had been doing. I was just screaming and ha 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 and tee-hee-heeing, and you just went, woo! Oh, I love it. All right, Jen, you're a married lady.
I'm a married lady.
You've been married for a year now?
No, I've been married for, math, 9 months.
Lucas is going to listen to this, and he's going to be so upset that you had to take a great big
pause. Deeply.
So 9 months.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's pretty fun. Yeah, we've been together for 9 years.
Dang!
Yeah, which is insane.
You've been married for every month of the year you've been together?
Yeah!
That's never going to happen again. You should celebrate.
Oh my God, we should, actually. That's great.
I guess you could celebrate every year. Until you hit 12 months.
Oh, yeah. We could do a 10.
Because next year it'll be 10 months for 10 years.
Or no, because then I'll have been married for a year and 10 months.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm very dumb. This is the only time you can do it.
It's a huge deal.
It is. It's a great big deal.
Yeah.
You met him in college, yes?
Yeah.
So you've completely missed online dating.
Yeah, completely. It's insane.
You're so lucky.
It's nuts. I feel like it makes me feel 100 years older than everybody I know. Because it's a gigantic thing, like part of people's social lives that I just have no idea about.
Yeah, where like you have to, I'll just like be in the corner swiping on people and then being like, I guess I have a date tonight. It's very awful. Here's a question. In the writer's room, has anyone ever pitched like a Tinder-y thing and you're like, I don't know. And like stayed quiet because you're like, I truly don't know how that works.
That hasn't totally happened yet. There was a weird thing. I shot a hidden camera thing that was like a pilot that didn't ever go. But as part of it, they wanted us to go on Tinder and try to convince people to come to a place.
Oh, no.
It was horrible. And so I told Lucas, I was like, I think I have to do it. He was like, yeah, that's fine. I guess whatever. And so it was like kind of exciting for one day. Mm-hmm. And then I started freaking out because I was like, certainly people are seeing me on here that know both of us. And they're being like, she's cheating on
her
husband.
Lucas, Jenna's openly cheating on you.
Yeah, like flagrantly.
In a very broad social platform. That's so funny.
Yeah.
But also, how terrifying for the people who swipe yes on these actors.
Yes.
And then they go meet them and then like, ha ha ha, you're the joke, you fucking idiot.
It was terrible. It was one of the worst things I've ever done to human beings. I felt bad.
I did a hidden camera show and I fucking hated it.
It's so awful.
It was so mean. There was one thing where they wrapped my arms up and then they like propped them up like they were broken or something. And then left me in Madison Square Park, and they had me, like, take out my phone and drop it and then go, oh, no.
Oh, no. Like, oh, no.
Couldn't pick up my phone. And then, like, some very nice people were like, oh, no, honey. Where's a friend? Do you have a friend? Let me text your friend. And then when they got to that point, then someone was texting on the phone I was texting, like, a producer.
Uh-huh.
So I'd be like, yeah, can you text my boyfriend, Dan? And then they'd be like, hey, your girlfriend's just, like, in Madison Square Park, just struggling. And then the producer would be like, fuck her, I'm breaking up with her. She's a goddamn bitch. And then it was just, it was wild. And then people just like genuinely felt really bad for me. And then at one point I legit started crying because I was like, this isn't fun for anybody.
My God. Wait, was it one of those ones that's like a social experiment?
No.
Or it was just to be like, haha, look at these dumb
entertainment.
Idiots. Entertainment. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, it's called Ladylike, where we flip the script on masculinity. I guess I shouldn't talk shit about it. It did air for a season.
Yeah. I feel like I had a Skype audition for it.
Probably. Which is so funny. What is a Skype audition for a hidden camera show? It's like, hide behind that bookshelf, knock it over, and say, boo!
Yeah, if you don't trick them in some way, that's why I didn't get the job.
You didn't know how to trick people enough. I kept pitching. I was like, what if you put me in a tree and drop me out? And I go, boo. And they were like, no, Nicole, it's not a trick. And I was like, I don't know. The other stuff we're doing isn't tricks. I'm like,
yeah, the other stuff is just lies.
Yeah.
And then there was once where
we had to like walk around with our nails and be like, they're wet. I'm sorry. Can you grab a tampon for me? So then like men would be like, no, I don't want to do that. And in my head, I was like, of course. I wouldn't do that.
No.
If someone was like, oh, can't get my tampon, my nails are wet. I'd be like, then why didn't you stay at the salon?
Yeah.
Why are you being dumb?
Time this out better.
Go home.
Yeah.
Yes, time it out better.
Although, when I went the day before my wedding, when I went to go get my nails done with my bridesmaids, one of them pushed their pants up when they were getting the pedicure. They pushed their pants up so far over their knee that they couldn't get it back down. And their nails, like, on their hands were wet. So she, like, couldn't really push it down. And she had to go into the bathroom with one of the nail artists who had to, like, help her take her pants fully off and put them back on.
What a dream.
So, you know, sometimes.
What a dream.
Life just
but
happens
she was
to you.
In the salon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
she wasn't
okay.
Like out in the world.
That
yeah.
is so funny. Nail technicians and nail salon people must see the strangest things.
They must also see the worst side of people.
Oh, yeah. There was one lady I was getting my nails done. She was like, what's your name? And the woman goes, I'm Dana. And she's like, no, no, no. Tell me your real name. And she was like, my real name's Dana. She's like, no, no, no. Where are you from? Vietnam, China. And she like kept going. And at one point I very slowly like looked at her and stared at her for like a hot minute to be like, stop, just stop doing this. And then she kept being like, I want to use my own polish. And they're like, it's fine. She's like, to use my own polish. It was very wild. And I hope I see her again.
Yeah.
She was a dream. Okay. I want you to look at my Tinder profile. Have you ever, like, swiped through a Tinder profile?
I mean, a little bit when I was lying about being on Tinder. Oh, my gosh. This is a great pic.
And you have to describe it because we're on a podcast.
I keep just making visual references. Okay. So this is your main profile picture?
That's my main picture.
So it's you wearing a very funny shirt that's, like, a cartoon face. That's not a good description of it. And you're holding a gigantic dildo.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like you look amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, so far, all I can say is the picture's great.
Okay, cool.
Because the thing I really like about it is that the dildo, like, you're kind of standing against a brick wall, but then there's, like, something on the wall,
mm-hmm.
like a piece of art, and the dildo's in front of the piece of art, so it's almost hidden, so it takes you a second to find the dildo.
Oh, what a dream! I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, so what should I do? Read through your profile?
You can read through it. You can swipe through the pictures. Anything you want.
Oh, I can swipe through the pictures. Mm-hmm. Oh, on yours. Oh, whoa. This is great. Oh, my God. The next one is like a full Christmas pic.
Mm-hmm.
It looks so great. You're like lit up. This is great. It shows, you know, you participate in Christmas.
Which is funny because in real life, I do not.
Really? No Christmas at all?
I told my roommate that if he wanted to decorate for Christmas, I was going to charge him $600 extra. And I told him, not kidding.
You don't care for it at all.
I hate Christmas. Wow. One, because everyone's like, tis the season to give. But I'm like, tis all seasons to give. You should give all year round. And it's just, it's cold. And then you have to like see your family. And I, some of them are not for me.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, next picture, trailer selfie, shows that you work, but it's the third picture, so you're not trying to brag.
Jet life.
Yeah. This is great. I mean, these are all amazing. You climbing a bookshelf in a leotard. Oh, my God. Are you on the set of The Voice in this one?
That's what someone else said. No, I was in Australia, and I was at Madame Tussauds. Oh. Tussauds.
I don't know.
I was being a real silly tourist.
What, like, section of the museum was this?
I think it was pink.
Oh.
I think pink was like, they had her like in the air and then a bunch of like hearts around it.
Oh, whoa. Because yeah, you're inside a heart, but it looks mm-hmm. like the set of The Voice or Living Single, or not Living Single,
Living
Singled
Color?
Out.
Oh, Singled Out? I've never seen Singled Out. That's
really?
An MTV show?
Yeah.
I never saw it because I did not grow up with cable.
Oh my God. Cable
so
raised
me. I missed out on Rugrats. And anything on Nickelodeon, anything on MTV that people love.
Oh, God. You should try to see if it's on YouTube. I think it was hosted by Chris Hardwick.
Oh.
I think.
He left at midnight to do what? What is he doing now?
I don't know.
I feel like he's hosting like a pyramid show.
Oh, he was hosting that insane, that wild show, The
it's
Wall.
It's wild. In my brain, I've never seen it, but in my brain, The Wall is hosted by Chris Hardwick, and each contestant has 6 chances to climb up a vertical wall with nothing in it.
and they get nothing if they get to the top.
Nothing at all. And then he goes, thank you for watching The Wall.
I mean, I would watch that show.
Me too. Just people like taking running starts at a wall. You're trying to get up there.
In reality, The Wall really felt like it was designed to make people divorce because it was like, it was usually married couples. I think they eventually got to like groups of friends mm-hmm. or something, but it was married couples. And then like one would, it was so confusing and convoluted, but like one would be in like a soundproof booth
mm-hmm.
and they would be answering questions, not knowing whether or not they got them right or wrong.
Oh.
And if they got them right, a ball would drop and whatever money amount it landed in, you would get that money.
Uh-huh.
But if they got it wrong, a ball would drop and whatever amount of money it landed in, you would lose that money.
Oh, dang.
And then at the end, the person that was in isolation would have to decide whether or not they were going to take the money that they had won or like a set like $25,000 or something.
Uh-huh. Wait, that sucks.
Yeah. And so their spouse would be out on the stage being like, don't choose the money. Like, and then they would have to come out and tell each other like what happened. And sometimes they would just be like super disappointed of like, you just lost us like $100,000 or something.
Oh no.
It was wild.
That's awful.
Yeah. I bet you weren't expecting a full synopsis
no,
of the game show The Wall today.
But I'm very pleased with it.
Yeah. I mean, I highly recommend checking it out. The human element is just so brutal.
Oh, man, that would bum me the fuck out.
Yeah, it's a huge bummer. Oh, my gosh, wait, can I edit your info?
Yes!
Wait, your only interest on your Tinder profile is your own show?
It's because it's linked to exactly to call us on Facebook. So I guess it's the only thing I like. How embarrassing. How do I make that go away?
I don't know, but that's amazing.
How embarrassing.
I guess you have to like other Facebook pages.
Oh, I guess.
But what other Facebook pages would you like to like round out your personality for Tinder?
What are you editing on my Tinder profile?
I was on Facebook looking for meatloaf. I typed in bacon and that came up. I was
very like, that's funny. Very funny.
But it just brought up pages for like restaurants and stuff. But
here's the thing.
Like, a restaurant.
I have several Facebook pages because I got off Facebook for a while and then I was like, well, my family has Facebooks, and that's how they, like, communicate now. So then I got a Facebook page just for my family. And then my show, Lucy Exactly Nicole, that Jen is also on, is now on Facebook.
On Facebook.
So then I had to, like, reactivate my old Facebook and then make, a comedy page or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So now I've got three Facebook pages.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, but I have an assistant who manages them all. Which sounds insane that I pay someone to be like, can you post things on my social media page?
But I feel like everybody does that. Like anyone that's busy. Really into social media has to have a person helping them.
It's
which is a
too
crazy
much.
Job.
Maybe I should get a Tinder person.
Ooh,
who helps me with Tinder.
Yeah. There has to be that, right? Like some sort of matchmaker / just like Tinder advisor.
Maybe. The only matchmaker I can think of is that woman who was on Bravo with the dark hair. The
Patty Stanger.
Yes, the $1 million matchmaker.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she can help me because apparently black women and Asian men are at the bottom of the totem pole. Nobody wants us.
For Tinder, right?
For Tinder and all dating.
No, it's exclusively a Tinder problem.
I think it's everything. No, because I think it was OkCupid too.
Yeah.
I think people were like, no.
Yeah.
Which is wild because like, why?
How many matches do you usually get on Tinder like any given
I match with people all the time. And I think it's specifically because I have a dildo in my picture. But I find out like rather quickly who is like a nice man who's like, I would like to take you out on a date. Or like a bad man who's like, that's a big, let's see. Let's find something that somebody said.
Yeah, what's like what I want the most revolting one.
Okay.
And the sweetest.
Well, there was this one man who he was like, I want to sit on, I don't know. He said he wanted me to sit on his face. So then I was like, only if you have cookies. And then I just kept talking about cookies. And he kept saying nasty things. Let me find one. Well, Serge said to me, he's 30 and he's a CEO and founder. What does that even mean? These people
That's
have like
it?
The
That's
strangest things. Yes. But he said, nice ass and lips.
Whoa.
And that's it. And I didn't respond to him. And then Riley said, Nicole, hey, hello. I said, Riley, what do you have planned for this week? He said, the plan is to have someone sit on my face.
Oh.
I said, I could do that. He said, oh, really? I said, yep. Anybody with a butt can sit. Then he said, then he got wild. He said, you'd like feeling my wet tongue. Push up your asshole, lick it around.
Whoa.
And I said, I guess. Because I don't like sexting. I don't see a point in sexting someone I don't know.
Yeah.
And then once you know someone, it's like, well, why can't you just wait till you see them?
Yeah.
Unless you're like far away for a very long time.
Yeah. Even then, I'm just like, watch porn? Like, what are you doing? Like, I don't understand.
Has Lucas ever sexted you?
No, I truly think I don't even know how either of us would respond if we got, like, a sexy message. I think we just
have
like,
you ever?
Are you kidnapped? Like, what happened?
Have you ever sent him, like, a nude picture?
No, that's another thing that I'm just like, I would just feel so silly.
Yeah, I've sent someone a nude picture specifically because he was like, show me your butt. And I was like, okay, that's okay. I can show you my butt. But then it was like not a sexy picture. I like sat on the counter and it was like, I like held the phone up and took it in the mirror. And I looked at it and I was like, is this what people want from me? And I sent it to him and he was like, this is good. Now bend over and show me more. And I was like, you know what? I don't really want to. And he was like, fine. All right, no, what did he say? He was like, come on. I was like, well, Sashir's in the hotel room, and it's rude for me to just be in the bathroom taking pictures. And he's like, just tell her you're doing business. I was like, I don't know. It was a fun improviser in New York who was just like really trying to get me to show my butt.
Whoa.
Yeah, men get very persistent. Ladies do too. Sometimes I do.
Yeah. Have you solicited like dick pics or naked pictures?
No, I have never asked anyone for a dick pic.
Yeah, I mean,
No, that's a lie. No, the guy I was seeing for a little bit, he would be like, can I send you a dick pic? And I'd be like, of course you can. If that's something you need to do, that's fine. And I think early in my adolescence, youth, I don't know, my early 20s, I'd be like, send me a dick pic. Because I was like, I think that's what you want me to ask.
Uh-huh.
But then literally when I hit 25, I was like, I've seen enough. I think I've seen them all.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think if you've seen three, you've seen them all.
Probably.
How many dicks have you seen?
I mean,
that's a wild question.
Yeah, it's a wild question.
Well, 9 years is a long time to be with someone.
Yeah, no, totally. Well, yeah, I mean, like, I guess I don't really know off the top of my head the answer to either, but I guess is there a difference between like dicks in the wild or like dicks on screen?
I would say a dick close enough that you could reach out and grab it.
Oh boy. Yeah, I don't know.
That's a treat. I don't know. I guess I don't know either. I would say at least 30.
Whoa.
It's too many.
I mean, there's no such thing as too many.
There's definitely such a thing as too many dicks. There was this one dick. It was like a thimble. It was so scary. His pants came down, and I was like, oh, no! And
how did
I still
he take that?
Fucked him. Oh, he went, I know. And then I didn't have time to unpack it. I was like, what do you know? What do you know?
I mean, he must know it's small.
Maybe. Or maybe women were gasping all the time and no one ever was like, we're gasping because it's small.
But he would know. I mean, just being in the world.
Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/date me. Okay. Hey, Did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I forget how often, like, men see dicks all, like, they see dicks all the time. And, like,
yeah,
locker rooms and stuff and bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you gotta know.
Yeah. Yeah. Dicks are so weird.
Yeah.
They're also like, I feel like aggressive. Even yeah. when they're just flaccid, flapping.
We just got a dog 4 months ago, and it's a boy. And I truly, every time his dick comes out, it is repulsive, and it makes me want to die. It's
well,
so gross.
Is he fixed?
He hasn't gotten neutered yet because he needs to get neutered now. He's 6 months now.
But, so that means his little like red thingy comes out.
Yeah, but like that, I think
so
happens.
So gross.
Does that stop happening after they get
yes.
neutered? Oh, good.
Yes. Because Charlie would get very excited, and then his fucking little. I hate when people call it a lipstick because
yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm not putting that on my mouth.
Yeah, I'm like don't
that's
ruin
so
lipstick
gross.
For me. It's disgusting.
It's like a little red nubby. Ugh, it's so gross.
It's
and it
gross.
Used to happen with Clyde. In the beginning, because I think he was just so happy that people liked him. Because he's such a bad dog.
Yeah, we're watching our dog Wally basically have a full sexual awakening because he, like, he's the cutest little fluff ball. And then one day we were just, like, playing with him, and all of a sudden his dick was fully out. And we were like, this is revolting.
Ugh.
And it keeps coming out. And then he also started just, like, we'll go downstairs to go to bed, and he'll jump in his bed and just make direct eye contact with me and hump the shit out of his bed until he passes out. And it's just like, stop. Stop. This is
oh
gross.
Oh, my God. Your dog is like Louis C.K. Just like making direct eye contact with you, drink something that you don't want. Oh, boy.
And it's just for him.
Honestly, I would love to know what's going through your dog's brain, especially after he's just like, got it all out, and like passes out.
It's crazy.
Do dogs come? Is that a weird, that's a weird question.
I mean, they must, right? I don't know if they would that way, but like.
I don't know.
They must ejaculate in some way in order to have like a baby.
I guess, but do they only ejaculate when they're inside a lady dog?
I don't know. I've never seen dog cum.
Me either.
So I have to imagine.
Also, I feel like it's too awful to Google. Like, I feel like the government
yeah.
would be like, we have to take her away.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be Googling things like that. That's nasty.
Yeah, send her to prison.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
I know you're married and you're not a lesbian, but would you date me?
Yeah.
You would?
I would.
Oh, what a treat. Most people have said no.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like I would at least give you like 3 dates.
Oh, yay. That's a real treat.
It's so fun to be with you.
Oh, Jen, thank you.
And also just like, I feel like wild things happen. I just always think about that time when we were at Bubba Gum Shrimp and you got chastised by the waiter for screaming dick too loud in front of families. And it was so funny.
I can't even remember why I was screaming dick.
I think it was in answer to a trivia question.
I got really into trivia. Oh, boy. They had some tricky questions.
Yeah, there was one that was very tricky, and I forget.
It was, what kind of shoes was Jenny wearing to her wedding?
Oh, yeah, she was barefoot.
And I kept screaming, her feet! And the server went, you think she was wearing her feet? And I was like, well, she wasn't wearing any shoes.
And then you won, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you win nothing!
Yeah.
Which is kind of incredible.
Yeah, give us $1 off.
Give us a free drink. And then I got a bunch of cups from there. I have many bubblegum cups in my house. And then I got mixers. So sometimes I'll make a beverage. I'll make a cocktail. I'll use my bubblegum mixer. And then there's a little strainer. It's a great time. I got to get back there.
Yeah, you got to go back.
I love bubblegum. We still need to see Medea Boo, too.
Oh, yeah.
We got to do it next weekend.
The other reason I talk about that bubblegum night a lot is because there was a very funny moment where someone came up to you and was like, I love you. I'm such a big fan. I love your show. And then turned to me sitting across the table and asked me to take a picture of you two together. And I was just like, this is amazing.
It's like, but she's on the show too. Did I say that or no?
No, you were like very caught up. It was so quick. Like no one even really noticed that it happened. It was just like this very funny. I don't think she even like was looking at me. She was just kind of like, will you take a picture? It was so
great.
That
is very funny. Well, I think I've told you this. My therapist watched the show and she was like, it's very funny. You're great. But I gotta say, my favorite character is that Veronica. And I was like, hey, therapist, stop it. You can't say somebody else is your favorite person.
You're not helping at all.
This is like my parents all over again where they like my sister more. Yeah, she loves you.
Oh my gosh. Well, I got her.
Also, I was supposed to have a therapy session last week, and then I missed it because I slept too hard. And then I still haven't called her, and she has called me several times.
Several times?
Yeah, because she's like, what are you, dead?
Oh,
and I'm like,
yeah,
no, not dead, just dead. Ashamed. I took too hard of a nap and missed therapy. It's like, very bad.
I mean, I feel like of all people, she should understand that.
She does. She'll get like a little annoyed with me, and then I'm like, sorry, Mary. And she's like, it's fine. Here's another question.
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm single?
Oh my God. I don't know. Jesus Christ.
I'm doing a podcast so I can just gather answers and then go into the world and apply them.
Oh my God. I don't know. Do you ever think about why, like,
you can't do
that? That just all of a sudden felt so pointed. Do you ever ask yourself that?
I ask myself that every night before bed, and then sometimes I start crying. No, I'm kidding. I don't think I've ever cried about being single. Maybe when I was younger. Now I'm just like, ugh, why?
Yeah. I mean, I just like, yeah, I truly have no idea about anything. I don't know.
So, okay, 9 years is such a long time to be with someone.
Yeah.
So you met, tell me about the first time you met, because I don't think I know this.
Oh my gosh, it's kind of a sweet story. So, freshman year of college, I rushed a sorority. I was in a sorority for like a year and a half, and then they were like, you do too much improv.
Very funny.
Yeah, they're like, get out of here. You clearly have allegiances elsewhere. But
when they kicked you out, were they like, listen, the sorority is real, and what you do on stage, let's pretend.
They were actually like pretty cool about it, considering they were just like, hey, you haven't come to a single event. And I was like, yeah. And then they were like, by the way, you know, we fine you when you miss an event, so you owe us like $200 or something.
Whoa.
And I just was like, that's literally the most amount of money I've ever heard of existing in my life at this point. So I will absolutely just walk away.
Did you pay them?
No. Good. I don't think I did. Yeah. But so I rushed a sorority and Lucas rushed a fraternity. And they do this thing in the winter in Chicago, which is like horrible, where they make all the new sorority classes stand on the steps of their sorority houses.
Oh my God.
And the new fraternity classes go around one by one and like serenade them.
Ugh.
It's very weird. And they give out, they have like a bunch of roses and they'll give out roses to random people. Mm-hmm. And so Lucas gave me a rose that night.
Oh.
And then that night we were all, his fraternity and my sorority were paired up because you also then get randomly paired up and then you have a bar night after. Mm-hmm. And so they were paired up and he at the party was looking for me and he was going around looking for like the girl with brown hair and the white jacket, which is how he described me. But I wasn't there because I was auditioning for a comedy wrestling show.
Oh, what a treat.
So we didn't meet. And then like a year later, a friend of mine invited me. He was like, oh, some friends from my dorm are going to the – there was like one hot dog place that stayed open until 2 in the morning on Thursday mm-hmm. nights. And he was like, we think it's funny, so we're going to go there at 1:30. I was like, sure.
It's funnier to show up at 1:59.
Yeah, that is funnier. Oh, boy. What a loser. But then I went and they like had this whole ritual where they like gather outside of their dorm and one person would lead everyone in like an inspirational speech of like, we're going to Wild Dogs.
Oh, how weird.
It was very weird.
Do they do this like every week?
I think they had done it every week and then one of them was in a film class where they had to make a documentary and they were like, I'm going to make a documentary about when we go to Wild Dogs.
Ooh,
and
so I this was like, exists.
I know I've been trying to find it because that was like the night that Lucas and I first actually mm-hmm. met. So I was trying to find it so we could play it at our wedding, but it
Aww.
Was so, I don't think anybody has it anymore. But so yeah, everyone was like amped up and kind of playing up this like Wild Dogs mm-hmm. excursion. And then we got there and there were like 20 people. We filled this hot dog place. We were all eating hot dogs. And then the owner, as a joke, there was a TV screen on it and he just put porn on and everyone was like, this isn't okay. What you're doing is not funny. Like, you're a 50-year-old man. You're showing porn to a bunch of like 19-year-olds. This is disgusting.
I mean, yeah.
But we were also we were like laughing. But then on the walk back, that was when I met Lucas for the first time.
Oh.
Crazy.
That is very cute.
Yeah. And then we didn't wind up dating for another year.
Why? What happened?
So we like hung out a couple of times and like hooked up once, I think. And then I had been dating someone.
Oh.
And then I was like, I don't want to be dating someone right now. And he had never dated anyone, really. And
really?
He was like, I desperately want to be dating somebody right now. So I was like, we can't see each other.
Wait, were you his first girlfriend?
No, he had had like a relationship in like high school kind mm-hmm. of. But like it was like, yeah. He was just kind of like, I'm ready for a real girlfriend now.
And then you became his real girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I want that. I want that. I want to be in a real relationship. That's what I want.
You should go back to college and join a sorority.
I mean, I didn't go to real college, so maybe that's like why I missed out.
Yeah.
I went to a musical theater school where all of the men were gay.
Uh-huh.
All of them. I'm pretty sure maybe like 1% was straight. Like they let us live together.
Yeah.
Like we weren't separated by gender.
They're like, nothing's
so like,
gonna
what's
happen.
The worst that's gonna happen? That they accidentally kiss and then he goes, no, I don't want this. I also attempted to go. So I looked up. So I texted Allison Rich, our mutual friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, Allison, let's go mingle with men. And she was like, yes. So we looked at a list of singles bars to go to. And then Laurel Hardware was on it. And I was like, let's go there. Then everyone was like, it's kind of douchey. And I was like, but that's where we're going. And then I went to her house. And then we had a drink. And then we just got very drunk and stayed there. So like, even when I plan to go meet men, it goes badly.
Yeah. I mean, I have to imagine it's kind of like when you're starting out in stand-up where you're like, I know I have to go to this thing because of the possibility that yeah. it'll be good, but like the likelihood is it's going to be horrible.
Kind of.
So it's very hard to motivate yourself to go.
It's super hard. Also, I never had to do, this is real braggy, but I didn't ever have to do open mics.
Right.
I got to do book shows pretty quick.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you don't understand that, an open mic is where a comic will go, put their name on a list, and then you get like 2 minutes. And then sometimes you don't even get to get up.
Yeah.
But like for the most part, it's like 2 minutes and you have to sit through like a bunch of dudes being like, I love to jerk off. And you're like, great, this is hilarious. And then you get to go up and then like, everyone leaves because you're a lady.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's really awful. And then like a book show is someone reaches out and they're like, here's 15 minutes. You come to the show, you have a guaranteed spot. So yeah, I've never had to do open mics. I've never had to like search for things in comedy. Like,
yeah.
Not that it all just came to me, but I did a lot of work at UCB. And then when I started doing stand-up, it was like good and great. But now it's like, I have to like go out and find men. I have to like do open mics at bars.
Yeah.
And then it's hard. How do you talk to people? You don't know. You've been married.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, I one time had to go to a party. It was like a very industry party that I didn't have a plus one to, and I didn't know anyone that was going to be there.
Uh-huh.
And I literally sat in my car like for 10 minutes, just like fully sweating, being like, I'm just going to have to go in and just start talking to someone. Like, I don't know.
That's honestly very brave of you. I don't know if I would have done it. I say no to things all the time when I don't get a plus one.
Oh, really?
Because I don't. It's hard.
And it's hard, but it feels really cool because let me tell you something. So many people are like, so they're not great at doing that. And so if you're at all comfortable, even if you're faking it, people are just immediately so like, oh, my God. like I walked into that party and I went up to the bar. I was like, I'm just going to get a drink, I guess. And I just turned to the person next to me. I was like, what are you drinking? And then wound up talking to that person like multiple times throughout the night because he also didn't know anybody. And so we kept just like, yeah,
finding each other.
And then we just openly were like, we don't know anyone at this party. And then like we would go off and meet different people and then like introduce them to each other. It was funny. We were just like party buds.
All right. So maybe I will start saying yes to things. I don't like being uncomfortable. Maybe that's why I'm single.
Oh.
I'm just like I don't like being uncomfortable. I like being near people I know.
Yeah.
And I'm slowly turning into a homebody, which is like maybe not good for finding a love.
Yeah. I mean,
really like being at home.
Same.
It's fun.
Yeah. I mean, I was just watching a Friends episode right before I came here where they were talking about how they're like 29 now and all they want to do is like stay at home. And I was like, that's me. Like,
yeah, that's me. I went out the other night. Oh, I went out after work, drank a bunch of beer, got home, and then was like, I think I'm getting a headache because I need to keep drinking. And then John was like, let's go see a movie. And I was like, okay. So we went and saw Lady Bird, and I put 2 bottles of wine in my backpack.
I loved Lady Bird so much.
I did not.
Oh, God. Okay.
It was not for me. We could talk about it off the record. I don't want to shit on anyone.
Great.
Everyone takes time to make their things, and it's not nice when people are like, this is trash. It's not nice.
But we'll go to Bubba Gump, and
Bubba Gump, and I'll screw about penises, and we'll talk about it. But, so I put 2 bottles of wine in my purse, or my backpack, which is like a purse because it's small, and then I went with John and his boyfriend, and they, like, had the tickets, and I was behind them. And for whatever reason, John turned around and pointed and was like, the third one's for her! And I was like, don't put the spotlight on me! I have wine in my purse!
Oh, my God.
So then almost immediately, this very short little security guard was like, open your bag, and I was like, but this has never happened before. She was like, what's the big deal? Open your bag. I was like, I don't want to. She was like, open your bag. And I was like, there's wine in it.
Oh.
And she's like, you have to put that back in the car. And then she's like, the cups too. You really came.
Oh, like, my God. That's amazing.
So then John, we just like went outside and another security guard watched us shove a bottle of wine down his sleeve. And then we put the other bottle of wine back in his boyfriend's car. And then we got right in and it was fine. And then I got very drunk during Lady Bird and then was so hungover the next day. And I didn't even go out. I just went to a movie and got drunk. So, like, going out to find a man just seems exhausting at this point.
Yeah. Do you think that you, like, your man is out there? Like, you haven't met him yet?
I hope so.
No, I mean, like, oh, my God, that's not what I meant. Oh, my God. Like, you have, like, he's not already in your life. There's, like, no one in your life where you're like, there's maybe something here.
There's one guy in my life who I don't know super, super well, but like we're around each other enough. And I, every time I'm near him, I'm like, oh, you're so funny. And you're just like a nice person. And I don't know how to be like, can we like go out?
Yeah. Yeah.
It just, it feels weird because like we are acquaintances slash friends and then we have a lot of mutual friends in common. And at this point, it just feels very strange.
Yeah. Oh man, you should just ask him to hang out.
Oh, it feels crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
When I first moved to LA, I had like no problem just like hooking up with people and like being like, we should hang out or whatever. Just because I was like the new lady here.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, Nicole, she's new. She's fun. She wears a lot of wigs. Which is what so it said about me. They're like, yeah, I heard you're a fun time. You wear a lot of wigs. I was like, that's weird.
That's very weird. That's what?
That's very true. I love wigs. But yeah, I guess I should just say something. I think about him a lot, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You have to just say something.
Oh, God. All right. All right. I'll do it next month. All right. The time has come. I think we're, like, done.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Jen.
Yeah.
Do you have anything? Do you have anything you want to promote?
I mean, I guess watch LA to Vegas on Fox. Mm-hmm.
Also, Jen
and
performs.
Loosely Exactly Nicole.
Loosely Exactly Nicole will be on at some point. Jen is in two episodes this season, or three?
Two.
Two, and your voice is heard in the third.
Yes, yes, yes. So three.
So three episodes. And then she performs on Thursdays at 11 p.m. at the UCB Theater.
Oh, right.
Jen literally just looked at me like she had no idea what I was saying. You're like, I do? When? Where? Yeah, if you want to see Jen live at a show that she has no idea about, it is Thursdays at 11 at the UCB Theater on Franklin. It's called Last Day of School.
It is?
It's very funny. And if you like this podcast, please rate it 5 stars on iTunes.
And subscribe, probably,
yes,
right?
Yes, and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you rate my podcast 5 stars and you write a comment where you try to hit on me, I'll read a nasty one the next time I record. So if you write something like, oh, Nicole, I wanna scoop you up like chocolate pudding because you're all bumpy and lumpy. That's a good one that I just thought of off the top of my head. Oh, also, if you want to actually see my Tinder profile and my Bumble profile, you can go to Nicole Byer /comedy or something on Facebook, and there's an album there, and you can fucking look. Okay, bye bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.